I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Now, if you happen to have a computer, you can reach us on our web address at prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, just click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Well, let's now continue hymn number 440 from the Christian Science Hymnal Supplement.
See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever shall their thirst assuage? Grace which like the Lord the Giver never fails from age to age.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Today's reading are on the subject, water, more than meets the eye. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Well, let's start with the Bible from Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea. Now, I'm going to read from six books of the Bible, Psalms, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Genesis, Job, and Matthew, without interruption. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth at the depth in storehouses. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. The name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as the showers that water the earth. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Now, from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate, and his voice was like a noise of many waters. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without, unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? And he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And by the river, upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now from Psalms. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth a stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. From St. Matthew. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And finally from Revelation, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And he that sat upon the throne said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Now I shall read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Genesis 1, 2. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The divine principle and idea constitute spiritual harmony, heaven, and eternity. Genesis 1:6, "And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Spiritual understanding, by which human conception, material sense, is separated from truth, is the firmament. The divine mind, not matter, creates all identities, and they are forms of mind, the ideas of spirit, apparent only as mind, never as mindless matter, nor the so-called material senses. Genesis 1:9, "And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." Spirit, God gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels. and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that the purpose may appear. Genesis 1:10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Here the human concept and divine idea seem confused by the translator, but they are not so in the scientifically Christian meaning of the text. In metaphor, the dry land illustrates the absolute formations instituted by mind, while water symbolizes the elements of mind. Spirit names and blesses all. Genesis 1:20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. To mortal mind, the universe is liquid, solid, and aeriform. Spiritually interpreted, rocks and mountains stand for solid and grand ideas. Animals and mortals metaphorically present the gradation of mortal thought, rising in the scale of intelligence, taking form in masculine, feminine, or neuter gender. Genesis 1:22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas. Spirit blesses the multiplication of its own pure and perfect ideas. The psalmist saith, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowal. It is the open fount which cries, oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? As a drop of water is one with the ocean, a ray of light one with the sun, even so God and man, father and son, are one in being. The Indians caught some glimpses of the underlying reality when they called a certain beautiful lake the smile of the Great Spirit. Tyson, river, the love of the good and beautiful and their immortality. Gaihan, river, the rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. Hiddekel, river, divine science understood and acknowledged. Euphrates, river, divine science encompassing the universe and man. The true idea of God, a type of the glory which is to come. Metaphysics taking the place of physics. The reign of righteousness. River, channel of thought. When smooth and unobstructed, it typifies the course of truth. But muddy, foaming, and dashing, it is a type of error. The notion that animal natures can possibly give force to character is too absurd for consideration. When we remember that through spiritual ascendancy, our Lord and Master healed the sick, raised the dead, and commanded even the winds and waves to obey him. Adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. They belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, thus far and no farther. Jesus walked on the waves, fed the multitude, healed the sick and raised the dead in direct opposition to material laws. His acts were the demonstration of science, overcoming the false claims of material sense or law. If you venture upon the quiet surface of error and are in sympathy with error, what is there to disturb the waters? What is there to strip off error's disguise? Because you cannot walk on the water and raise the dead, you have no right to question the great might of divine science in these directions. You must utilize the moral might of mind in order to walk over the waves of error and support your claims by demonstration. In the first chapter of Genesis, we read, "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas." In the Apocalypse, it is written, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." In St. John's vision, heaven and earth stand for spiritual ideas, and the sea, as a symbol of tempest-tossed human concepts advancing and receding, is represented as having passed away. The divine understanding reigns, is all, and there is no other consciousness. The waters will be pacified, and Christ will command the wave. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. Giving a cup of cold water in Christ's name is a Christian service. Christ, truth, gives mortals temporary food and clothing until the material, transformed with the ideal, disappears, and man is clothed and fed spiritually. Whatever inspires wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry and giving living waters to the thirsty. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept. Patience must have her perfect work. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.